The knights rode through the abbey gate into the shade of the tall trees lining the courtyard. I counted 20 in the group, well mounted, their chainmail gleaming in the morning sunlight. The abbot walked down the front steps to greet the travellers. "Welcome, soldiers of God," he said. I stopped working, leaning on my hoe to watch from the garden. I tapped Brother Tuck on the shoulder and pointed to the Templars astride their horses in the courtyard. A tall, thin knight, wearing a gilded cowl, dismounted, removing his helmet, and greeted the abbot. "Thank you, Father," he said. His voice was high-pitched and seemed out of character for a warrior. Templars were forbidden to shave their beards, but this one's was sparse, as if he could not grow a full one. His face was pinched as though his helmet were too tight and had forced his features into a permanent scowl. He wore a Marshal of the Order emblem on his tunic, which meant he was in command. "My name is Sir Hugh Monfort. We are bound for Dover and the Holy Land." He pointed to another knight, who dismounted and stood holding the reins of his horse. "This is Sir Thomas Lieu, my second in command. We have ridden far this day and wish to rest here this evening," he said. "You are welcome to all that we have, sire," said the abbot. "We are a poor abbey, but rich in spirit. I shall have some of the brothers assist you with your horses, and you shall dine with us this evening." Sir Hugh gave the order to his men to stand down. The knights dismounted. Some of them began to stretch, shaking their legs and arms, tired as they were from their journey. "Tristan," I heard the abbot call my name. "Yes, father," I asked as I ran over from the garden. "Make room for our visitors' mounts in the stable, then return with some rope to help them hobble the rest here in the courtyard. They are welcome to our feed and hay," he said. "Yes, father," I said. Sir Thomas, who had overheard our conversation, stepped forward, removing his helmet and holding the reins of his horse in his hand. He was a head taller than I, and a large battle sword hung at his belt. Though his face was covered in dust, I could see a long scar on his cheek that travelled from his right eye down his face until it disappeared in the tangle of his beard. His hair was a reddish-brown colour, and an easy smile came to his face. "After you, lad," he said. I led him across the courtyard, while Sir Hugh remained behind, talking with the abbot. The other knights mingled with some of the brothers, waiting for me to return with rope. Our path led around behind the main building to the back, where our outbuildings lay. We kept a small stable there, with a brace of draft horses, two milk cows, and some goats. In addition to my garden duties, I cared for most of the animals at the abbey. As we walked toward the stables, the knight introduced himself. "My name is Sir Thomas Lieu," he said. I stopped and turned to bow, but he waved me off. A knight was nobility, and it was my obligation to bow to him.
"Ah, no need to bow. We don't stand on such formalities in times such as these," he said. "Tristan, is it?"
"Yes, my lord," I said, still partly bowing out of habit. I noticed that Sir Thomas's tunic was frayed and that his boots were caked with dust and mud. His mail was tarnished, the rust showing through in several places. The shining hilt of the sword that hung at his belt, however, gleamed in the sunlight.